إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear members and viewers of Madrin Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are back with another program, Imam Ahl Sunnat, in which we are discussing the biography and the seerah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So far, Alhamdulillah, we have discussed many aspects of the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala and many parts of his blessed seerah, and we've learned many aspects that we can implement in our lifetime as well, and so many things that we have learned in relation to how great of an individual he Radiyallahu Ta'ala an was. Today we've come with another topic, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we mentioned that topic in a few moments. But first, let's remind ourselves of the virtues and the excellences of sending salawat and salam, peace and blessings, durood e paak upon the Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and final Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is reported to have stated that, recite salat upon me in abundance, undoubtedly your recital of salawat upon me, this will be forgiveness for your sins. My dear sisters and brothers, this narration tells us a means to gain forgiveness for our sins. Let me and you make this intention to abundantly recite salawat and salam, peace and blessings upon the Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear sisters and brothers, alhamdulillah, today the topic that we are bringing to you is a very beautiful topic, and it's a topic in which we find that has a great importance in Islam. It's a very important aspect of Islam, and that is spirituality. Tasawwuf, the concept of the tazkiyah of the nafs. All of this comes inside this particular topic, and we are going to talk about the state of Ala Hazrat and his spirituality, his aspect of tasawwuf, his karamat, etc., etc., inshaAllah ta'ala. And also, like usual, we will have our segment about the Kalam-e Raza as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we'll have another beautiful Kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an that we will be going over today again, inshaAllah ta'ala. So it's a motherly request that you stay with us from the beginning up until the end of the program, inshaAllah ta'ala, and gain the benefits of this as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Once again, alhamdulillah, we have our Muballigh Sayyid Munib Shah Sahib with us, inshaAllah ta'ala, who will be going over various Madani pools with us in terms of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and the spirituality as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Ji Munib Shah Sahib.
Ji Taqir bhai, in the life of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, be it the Ba'at, be it the Khilafat, be it even Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's murids, the Khulafa, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala's first Hajj, their second Hajj, or be it when they are in the presence of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or be it their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or be it love and respect for the descendants of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or be it Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's adherence to the love of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, adherence to the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and his contentment and abstention from the worldly activities. All these come under the spirituality of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that they used to stay away from worldly activities. But one thing I like to talk about is what the Bayat and the Khilafat of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This proves how spiritual Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was. And in the year 1294 Hijri, approximately 22 years old, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they became a murid, a disciple of Imam al-Asfiya, Sayyidina Shah Ali Rasul Mahrirvi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this incident surrounded the bi'at, the spiritual allegiance, and the khilafat, the spiritual successorship of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, is this: that once Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Baydayuni Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they came to Bareilly Sharif. He invited Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to go Humaira Sharif with him. And Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali accepted this invitation, and they both set off. And when they arrived at the station in Humaira Sharif, Ala Hazrat said something. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said that they were not murid of anyone at that time. He said, "I am receiving the scent of my murshid."
Subhanallah.
At the station of Humaira Sharif, "I am receiving the scent of my murshid."
Subhanallah.
One aspect of spirituality was such extent. And now when they reached the Khanqah Barakatiyah and entered, Sayyidina Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they peace up, saw Ala Hazrat and said, "Come in, I have been awaiting your presence for a long time."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Such a genius, such a spiritual master, Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, for them to say that, "I was waiting for your presence for a long time." Today's Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah says to Taqir, "By all Taqir, I've been waiting for you for such a long time."
Allah.
The kafiyat will be on another level. And we could see Ala Hazrat feeling. So Sayyidina Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali immediately made Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala a murid, and blessed him with khilafat and ijazat in all the Sufi salasil.
Subhanallah.
Not just one or two, all of them. Thus, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Pir Murshid was Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And what's interesting about this Tawqir Bhai is that Hazrat Sayyiduna Abul Hussein Nuri Barakati, who was also the Pir Murshid of Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they were present in the spiritual gathering, and a great awliya Allah as well. And no introduction needed for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and Ala Hazrat, because Ala Hazrat knew him. And for the benefit of others who were present there, and make them aware of the exalted caliber and the status of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he asked a question to Sayyidina Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that he asked, "Huzur, the ritual here, what's commonly done here at Humaira Sharif, is that if any person comes here, and after becoming a murid, desires to gain khilafat or ijazat." It's not today how you say that you want to become a murid, attain khilafat. Yeah, done. Or after 20 years, or after 15 years of being a murid or man, you automatically become a khalifa. This is common days. But at that time, what it was, that when a person desires to become gain khilafat and ijazat in salasil, then we ask him to perform mujahida, i.e. you struggle in the path of Allah, you become a better Muslim, etc. And we also give him dried bread to eat as part of his spiritual training. After this, if we find him worthy, even after all of this, you might still be rejected.
Allah.
And if we find him worthy enough, then we grant him khilafat and ijazat, but we only grant him khilafat ijazat in one or two salasil, or maybe three. But you have blessed this young man with khilafat and ijazah of all of the salasil, not just one or two.
Subhanallah.
And even commanded him to look at and verify all the kitabs which you have written. Why is this? The Peer Sahib Sheikh Sayyiduna Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they answer in the following words: "O people, you do not know Ahmad Raza. Others who come here need to be prepared before coming or before gaining ijazat and khilafat. But Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has come prepared from Almighty Allah. All he needed was a link, and this is why I have made him a murid." All he needed was a link, this is why. And this part, mashallah, when I read this, you know, it says iman taza ho jata hai. When I read this part as well, that I always teared, this is the Sheikh Sahib saying, the Peer Sahib, that I always teared through the fear of Almighty Allah, that if on the day of Qiyamah, if on the day of judgment, he questioned me concerning what I had brought for him from this world, then I would have no answer. But today, that fear no longer exists. Why? Because if on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty asks, "O Ali Rasul, what have you brought for me?" then I will immediately present Imam Ahmad Raza Khan to the Creator. That this individual I have brought into your court. So this was the level of the spirituality Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he had. and this was admired not just by his own family members, but even by his peer sahab and all the scholars around the world at that time as well.
Definitely, mashallah. Such a beautiful event from the life of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, about when he first went to Maharara Sharif. He gave bay'ah at the hands of Sayyidi Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And also at the time of giving bay'ah, he received all of the khilafah and all of the ijazat as well. And this is a very important concept, a very important event. Like mentioned that Sayyid Abul Hussein Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they questioned about how it is possible that Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, on the first arrival, was giving out all of the khilafat, as this was not the norm of Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They would make the individual go through great struggles in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh arrived in the court of Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they found his heart to be clean, his heart ready to be spiritually ready for the teachings and the heavy lifting of the concept and the huge burden of Khilafah as well. And this was such the spiritual exercise of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, that he was able to carry this from a very young age of only approximately 22 years. And he was so beautifully spiritually lifted that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, took this further upon himself. The concept of Piri Muridi, the concept of the Murid and the Sheikh, this holds a very important aspect in Islam. And Alhamdulillah, we know this from the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, how the Sahaba would give bay'ah at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Then the Tabi'een gave bay'ah at the hands of the Sahaba. And this has been continuing up until now to our time. And Alhamdulillah, we find the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, also to enhance his spirituality, he also gave bay'ah at the hands of Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Although Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an had already had that spiritual uplifting, but Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an still needed that connection, that unbroken chain of spirituality with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And throughout the life of the Sayyidina Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, you find his connection, his spirituality to his Peer Murshid and the family of the Peer Murshid Shah Ali Rasul, as well as Sayyid Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri Mia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as well as Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala an, who's the leader of the Qadri Silsila, as well as Mawla Ali Murtaza karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, and that of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All of this shows the spiritual level of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, how he would focus himself spiritually. And so many times our program we have a segment about the kalam of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an. If we are to focus upon these kalams of Ala Hazrat, you will find the spiritual status of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an as well. That how he would get lost in the love and devotion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and how he was spiritually lifted, and how this would take him forward as well, inshaAllah ta'ala.
Itaqir by Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they talk in regarding the Peer or Murshid, etc. They had great love and immense love for their Sheikh. Why is this? As you mentioned, the Sahaba, when they took bayat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba respected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the most respected creation amongst the creation of the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we respect Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala, because they were the khulafa and etc. But we even to such an extent, Taqir bhai, we even respect the khadimeen of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So those that were in their service, or those that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sent towards certain individuals with the message. Similarly, Ala Hazrat following this, what happened was, he displayed, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he displayed love to all those who had contact with their peer sahab and respected them. And whenever Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala went to Marera Sharif to gain blessings from his peer or murshid, he would remove his shoes at the station.
Allahu Akbar.
And walk bare feet in Marera Sharif.
Subhanallah.
whenever any person or any representative from Mahira Sharif arrived in Bareilly Sharif to deliver a letter or a parcel to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would treat that person with great respect and dignity.
SubhanAllah.
And he addressed this person with words of respect such as most respected representative. And he would not allow that individual to leave without something to eat. Today, some representative comes to our house at the door. We take it, we can say, okay, you can go. We won't invite him. Or if he does come inside, then we start thinking that, or when is he going to leave? Or when, we start thinking, do we give him food? Or we just offer water. We don't offer tea. Or if you offer tea, we won't get him to eat. But Ala Hazrat was not such an individual. The love that they had for the Sheikh Sahib, they respected anyone who was in contact with or in relation with them as well. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, this is the attribute of Ala Hazrat which I love the most. Because of this he attained through spirituality. And no other person generally would do this. For example, if a guest comes to our house, it's very unlikely for me to go in the kitchen and bring the food. Normally the kitchen, what would happen, the food is brought by the door of the room, then you'll go take it from there and bring in. But Ala Hazrat was not such. Ala Hazrat would personally go into the house where the kitchen is and bring out food for that person. And to such an extent, he even used to carry the dish or plate of food on his head.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
we sometimes carry it in our hands and all that, but Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was such an individual who used to carry this is not his Shaykh that's present. He's in reality just an ordinary individual.
But he's from the city of his Shaykh.
From the city from his Shaykh, and he's linked to his Shaykh.
SubhanAllah.
This was an immense spirituality of Ala Hazrat, that he just carried it, he placed it upon the head, and then he took it in the court of that representative. And now just from this point we can think that this is the love of Ala Hazrat for a representative of his Shaykh.
SubhanAllah.
Then what can be the state of the love for his Shaykh?
SubhanAllah.
And
SubhanAllah.
Then what can be the state for the love of the Sahaba Kiram?
Definitely.
Then what can be the state of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So this was not Allah's level of spirituality was not a normal level, because he was known as Qutbul Waqt.
SubhanAllah.
And he was a Qutb of his time. And Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's spirituality is very rare. That you see individuals talk in particular about the spirituality of Ala Hazrat, because normally what they're talking about is the khidmat, what they have learned, the books they have wrote. This is commonly spoken about, but there's very less individuals that know or talk about the spiritual side of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
SubhanAllah, very beautifully Shah Sahib has mentioned a few points, and the gist of this point is love. Whenever you love someone or something, automatically the honor of that thing and everything connected to that thing is built inside your heart. When we claim our love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with this love of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, we love everything that is connected to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram, the companions of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, we love them. The Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, we love them. The city in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was born in, Makkatul Mukarramah, we love that city. The place that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam migrated towards, Madinatul Munawwarah, we love that city. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Those actions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he would do on a day-to-day basis, alhamdulillah, we love these actions. We love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is an aspect of love that automatically is built inside our heart. Similarly, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala he had love and he had honor for none other than for his Shaykh Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And when anything was connected to Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he would love that thing. Linton, just a beautiful narration about a representative of the Shaykh Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala would show utmost respect, utmost honor, and give it extreme dignity and reverence towards this blessed this personality. Why? Because he was a representative of his Shaykh. Today, me and you, we need to think as well that when it comes to, I just mentioned one example, when it comes to the Sadat, the family of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They are linked to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Inside their body, inside their veins, runs the blood of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. What is our attitude towards these blessed personalities? This is part of spirituality as well. Sometimes we don't understand what spirituality is. When we talk about tasawwuf, when we talk about spirituality, we just think about karamat, miracles, things that we cannot comprehend. But spirituality is far greater than this. Everything that is attached to your beloved, you love that, you adhere it, you show honor and respect towards it, that is part of the spirituality. Today, how do we live our life, and how do we show respect towards the Sadat-e-Kiram? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, many narrations can be mentioned about his connection with the Sadat-e-Kiram. And I will just mention one, and it's a very famous one as well. That one Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was invited to come and visit a certain place. And the custom at that particular time was that obviously there was no cars around. And what used to happen was that when an individual, especially a great scholar like the personality of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, when he was invited to a certain place, they would send a carriage in order to bring Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala in. And obviously at that time, the carriages, they were picked up by people. People would pick those carriages up, and the scholar would sit in that carriage and come towards that area they were invited towards. Once such a carriage came, four individuals were there as well to pick up the carriage, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was invited to a certain place. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and then he sat in that carriage, and the people that were there, they picked the carriage up, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, they started taking. After just a few steps, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he stopped them. He told them to put him down. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat got out of the carriage. When he got out of the carriage, he asked a question. And he says, out of you, who is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam? First, no one really replied. They were hesitant into replying. And then eventually one of them, he said that I am from the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon this, the kayfiyat, the feelings of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and they completely changed. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala had great remorse, and he asked that individual for forgiveness, and he even placed his blessed imam at the feet of that Sayyid Sahib. This is the level of spirituality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala that I am referring to. Not just that, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala asked for forgiveness over and over again. That individual, he said to Allah, I have forgiven this, then there's nothing in this. I have been sent with this duty. This is my duty. This is what I've been sent for, to pick you up. Sayyidi Allah says, no, you may have been sent for this, but I will not ride on the shoulders of a Sayyid, someone from the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rather, Sayyidi Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, the great scholar of his time, he got that Sayyid Sahab, made him sit inside that carriage. And along with the other three individuals, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and carried that Sayyid Sahab to that place that they were going. This is the spirituality. This is the love and the devotion that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala had with those blessed entities that are linked with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What can me and you do today? How can we show our love and devotion towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What is the state of our heart? Today, what are we finding in our heart? Do we find it inclined towards Allah? Do we find our heart inclined towards the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Or are we very far away from it? This is something that we need to ask ourselves. Today we are talking about the spirituality of Ala Hazrat. Let's try and uplift our spirituality as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's try and clean our souls, purify our souls, so that our souls are spiritually uplifted, and then we can gain the closeness towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, inshaAllah.
MashaAllah, Taqir, by as you mentioned regarding the respect of Allah towards the Sa'adat, there was this individual who was, as you can say, a khadim of Ala Hazrat, and he was a Sayyid. And when Ala Hazrat found out that he was a descendant of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then they ordered all the people around him, even his family members, that do not take work from him. But on the contrary, that he said that give him more. money, etc., give him more money. This was Allah's love for the Sadat and etc. And in regards to Sadat, I'll mention this in the following waqia of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that whenever they used to distribute some things, for example, if a non-Sayyid and a Sayyid were present, the non-Sayyid will get one and the Sayyid will get two. This was the habit of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that individual who was the descendant of the Prophet Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to get double than compared to a normal individual. And generally, you know, when this is mentioned by scholars, mostly what Awam know, what they've been told, is that this was only in relation to Sayyids. This is not correct. Not only in relation to Sayyids. This was also in relation, those people that used to get twice as more, was for those individuals who had a beard.
Subhanallah.
And this also proves the spirituality of Ala Hazrat. This individual, they were on their way to meet Ala Hazrat. And it was quite a long journey. And on the way, they seen a shop and they were selling some things. And this individual, he became hungry by looking at it. He goes, I want to eat it. So the individual was taking him. He goes, we'll eat it on the way back. And when they reached the Khanqah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when they seen that Ala Hazrat was present and everything was, they met and everything done, then that same thing that this individual saw on the way was brought in that gathering as well. And it was being distributed. And as you have mentioned before, the norm at that time was, because of Ala Hazrat, Sa'adat, and those individuals who have the blessed beard of the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they were given two, not one. And this individual, he didn't have a beard, and he was given one. When Ala Hazrat looked, he goes, give that individual two. Give that individual two. So the Khadim asked the Sayyidi, he doesn't have a beard though. He goes, don't worry, give him two, his heart wants two. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi knew what was in the heart of this individual, and he knew that before he came, he wanted this also. So this was the level of spirituality Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi possessed. And we can learn from many other waqi'at of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's karamat that inshallah we'll mention as well later on after the segment as well that will happen of the kalams. Any aspect you look, even the Naatiya Kalam, Hadaik-e-Bakshi, this is full of spirituality.
Definitely.
And in reality, no one knows what Ala Hazrat means by the Kalam. In reality, the Shara of Hadaik-e-Bakshi, the Shuruhat which I mentioned, this is what we think Ala Hazrat could have meant. And it's still beautiful.
Definitely.
This is our mind and yours and scholars thinking, because we're not on the level of Ala Hazrat. This is our thinking that this is what Allah could have meant, and we still enjoy the kalams.
SubhanAllah.
In reality, what Allah has meant and in what state Allah has wrote it, in what spiritual state Allah has wrote these kalams, this is on another level. So, talking about the spirituality of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, you know, it is mentioned regarding Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, but scholars have mentioned this, I've heard this myself as well. They mentioned that one can talk for hours on just one aspect of the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Balki now what's happening is that people are doing PhD on Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. They are studying Ala Hazrat, their life and their spiritualism and how they were such a grand mujaddid. Alongside they were a Wali Allah, Kutub of his time, and how they performed these actions and how they have time, and everyone is amazed. The akals, the minds are amazed, the intellect is amazed at how this individual had this much time. This was indeed because this individual was blessed by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and because of his spirituality as well.
SubhanAllah, very beautiful points that Munif Shah Sahib has mentioned. And it's definitely true whenever we look at the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and when we talk about and we think about the blessed personality of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, all of these things definitely do come to mind. How great of an individual he was. And like you just hinted towards, it's time for the segment of the Kalam-e-Raza, inshallah ta'ala, where we talk about various different kalams, poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. And today we got a very beautiful kalam. And this kalam, it's been given the title Qasida-e-Nur. Okay, the Qasida about Nur. And it's a very beautiful, very famous kalam. Most viewers on Madani channel may have heard it. Today, inshallah ta'ala, once again, we've come and we're going to explain a few verses. Obviously, we can't explain a lot of it, but just a few selected verses of this kalam, inshallah ta'ala, we will recite. We'll try and explain the meaning of it as well, inshallah ta'ala, and gain the benefits of this, inshallah. Which kalam is referred to qasida as qasida nur? The kalam is subha taiba mein hui batta hai bara nur ka sadqa lene nur ka aaya hai tara nur ka. Such a beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and inshallah ta'ala we will try and talk about this, inshallah ta'ala. So the first verse, first couplet of this kalam, subha taiba mein hui batta hai bara nur ka sadqa lene nur ka aaya hai tara nur ka. It's talking about Taiba, referring to Medina Munawwara, Subha talking about the morning, Batta meaning that what gets distributed, Bara Nuraka, Bara meaning the khairat, the bounties of Nur. This is the beautiful, referring to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is distributing in Medina Munawwara, Sadqa lene Nuraka, to gain from this Nur. Aya hai tara noor ka, even the stars come to gain a light and a glimpse from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we, inshallah ta'ala, we will listen to this verse as well, inshallah.
Subha taba mein hui batta hai bara noor ka sadqa lene noor ka aya
Subhanallah. The next verse is a very beautiful verse, and it talks about the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere hi ma te raha ae jaan sehra noor ka bakht jaga noor ka chamka sitara noor ka. This is talking about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being the intercessor. How on the day of judgment all of us are going to be wanting to gain from the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is telling us that the crown of shafa'at, of intercession, this is placed on the blessed head and the forehead of Sayyidi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And on that day, everyone is going to be trying to gain happiness through the medium of the intercession of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shafa'at, and when we gain that shafa'at, then everyone will start enlightening like stars enlighten on the night sky as well.
Tere hi ma te raha ae jaan sehra noor ka tere hi ma te raha ae jaan sehra noor ka bas jaga noor ka chamka sitara noor ka.
Another beautiful verse in relation to a beautiful couplet in this kalam is taj wale dekh kar tera imama noor ka sar jhukate hain ilahi bol wala noor ka. Today we have kings and ministers that they of this world have a very high status in the world sense. They have crowns on their heads, but when they think and they look towards the blessed imama of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even they are to lower their heads in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Taj wale dekh kar tera imama noor ka sar jhukate hain ilahi bol wala noor ka.
Taj wale dekh kar tera imama noor ka taj wale dekh kar tera imama noor ka sar jhukate hain ilahi bol wala noor ka.
Such a beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Every single couplet, it has its own mahak, it has its own beautiful fragrance that we can understand, that we can smell, and just like Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah says, that whenever you listen to the kalam of Allah Hazrat, all you need to do is just carry on swaying in love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you know that these couplets that are written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and they are deeply indulged in the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will have another segment of the Kalam-e-Raza later on in our program, inshallah ta'ala, and we will talk about a few more verses of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Kalam, Qasida Noor, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, alhamdulillah, before our segment Kalam Reza, we were going over and talking about the biography of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and the topic of today is our talking about the spirituality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. Today, many of us are in need of that spiritual guide that can give us a good spiritual upbringing. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and when you look throughout his works, like we mentioned even throughout the Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, many aspects of the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and they will always continuously give us a spiritual upbringing so that we can find the purity of our souls as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, in our day and age, we have this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami that is taking the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and the mission and the legacy of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and taking it to all four corners of the world. And how, alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawud Barakat Mul'aliyah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafidahullah ta'ala, how he has tirelessly made effort to spread the mission of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and to carry on the spiritual mission of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and get everyone to indulge themselves in the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One great aspect of the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and we've already touched upon shortly a few of his karamat, and inshallah I request Munif Shah Sahib inshallah to mention a few more of his karamat so that we can understand the spiritual status of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala.
Jai Takir bhai, Ala, just the following karamat of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, I want to compare this to the current day and age, that those that say karamats don't exist, they don't happen, etc. And regarding this, an individual says that I was present at the house of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and this was Thursday in Bareilly Sharif, and some individual came to meet them, and that meeting time wasn't the usual time Ala Hazrat used to meet people, but he was very adamant that I want to meet them. So the Khadim at that time that was there, he went to the private chamber, private room of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala to inform them, but they were not present in their room, they weren't present, and not just in their room, they weren't even present in the entire house. It wasn't the habit of Ala Hazrat to go out and about and all that. So we started thinking that where could have they gone? And while these individuals, they were waiting for Ala, they were looking for Ala Hazrat, and they were amazed that where Ala Hazrat could they have gone. Then what happened is that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala came out from his own room. He came out of his own room. Initially, they went to the room, checked, Ala was not there. Ala Hazrat came out of his own room, so they were confused, and the Khadim asked that we couldn't find you now before, but just now you came out to your own room, what is the secret behind this? And then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Alhamdulillah, that every Thursday at this time from my very own room in Bareilly Sharif, I visit Madinatul Munawwara.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I visit Madinatul Munawwara. I, from Bareilly Sharif, they visit Madinatul Munawwara. Now, Taqir bhai, if for example now we are in England, if you were to go to another country, let's say you were to go to France or Germany, for example, or even Pakistan, and or you are here, for example, and you want your email to work in a different country, it will work. Or sometimes when you log into an email, sometimes they ask, because you have protection on your account, it will ask for an OTP. And a notification, and you will send a notification from a different country will be sent to where? Where's your phone?
Here.
A notification will be sent from that country to here. This is the current day technology. But whereas the technology, I wouldn't say technology, but the system of vilayat is completely something else. It is even quicker than what we call WhatsApp today. It's even quicker than a second to reach to a different place. And there's another, there are many narrations, many incidents regarding Vilayat and Wali Allah, that when they used to walk around a corner, someone was following a pious individual, and he was from, and when he followed that individual, he reached a certain area where that individual went to a house, when he inquired where is his house, and when he told him that his house is in a certain location, then he said that this house that I was just following by foot is what is about miles and miles and miles away from my own house.
Allahu Akbar.
So he just went to a completely different direction. And regards to Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that if a email, etc., the current day technology, we just invented recently, if these can be easily from there to here within a second or so, a message can come. Even for example, if I was to send yourself a message now through WhatsApp, for example, it comes straight away. This is one point I'd like to mention. If your connection is good, it'll be sent straight away.
Yeah.
Allah's connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was amazing. And with the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, this is why instantly Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala was present in Madinah to Munawwara. So this was the spirituality of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that every Thursday they used to visit the blessed Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, very important aspect, and the belief of the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah in relation to the karamat, the saintly miracles of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very important to understand. Remember, we might think, how is this possible? We might think, how can an individual in a few seconds from Bareilly go to Medina every single Thursday afternoon? How is this even possible? Remember, a karama, a saintly miracle is those things, that thing that does not come into the intellect. This is why it is known as a miracle. And we know from the narrations that this is one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens up for His beloved people, that He closes the world for them. In a few steps they get from one place to another place and then back to the other place as well. And this is, in a few moments, this is possible. And this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to His beloved individuals. And this is haqq, it's proven. Many narrations can be mentioned in relation to this as well. And it's very important that we realize the aspect of the karamat of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Regarding the karamat of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, as I mentioned before as well, Allah Hazrat knew what was in the hearts of His people, of anyone. How? Maulana Zafaruddin Bihari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says this himself, that I received a telegram from home saying that my daughter is not feeling well, so come home. So this Maulana Zafaruddin Bihari sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they thought, I'll go to Allah Hazrat, ask for permission and then go home. So then I came in the court of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that just before I was about to ask for permission, Allah Hazrat gave a book and he said, make a copy of this book and give it back to me. So then this was the habit of the companions, that whenever a buzurg or whoever they follow, when they told him to do something, there was no there was nothing ifs or buts, they will do it. So they didn't say anything at that time. And remember, at that time there was no photocopy machine, there was no printer that you could easily copy and all that. So they copied the book entire, because they wanted to give that book back. So they made a copy of that book word by word by hand. So it took them all night. So morning came, and they said, in the morning I'll go now to ask Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When they went in the court of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they were about to tell him that the book's done and can I go home, my daughter's not feeling well, I received the telegram. Allah said, Zafaruddin, before even Maulana Zafaruddin sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, they even spoke. They were just about to speak, and before they spoke, Allah said, Zafaruddin, don't worry, your daughter has recovered.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So they didn't tell them. Allah knew what was in their heart. And just after some time had passed, a telegram came again from the home of Zafaruddin Bihari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that don't worry, your daughter has recovered, you don't need to come home.
Subhanallah.
So this is another karamat of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Taqir bhai, he of course is not a normal individual. His karamat, as we mentioned, a karamat is something which does not normally be done by human beings. It cannot be fathomed by our brain. How can this happen? To be honest, Taqir bhai, the amount of karamat which I have read recently regarding Allah Hazrat, even as we have this silsila, we would need salasil. We need more than one silsila, concurrently, I would say, not even more than half. Because there are many karamat, some of which are not even written. This is written as well, there are many karamat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that happened, but they weren't noted down, they weren't written. Similarly, it's the same regarding their books.
Definitely.
Today they wrote over 1,000 books which have come to us, but they have written much more than that. And because of certain incidents, some of their books or the ink, etc., were ruined because of that incident. And this is why all the books we couldn't get attained today, attain the blessing from them today. And the spirituality of Allah Hazrat, what can be said as well? And if you want to know the spirituality of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali Taqir Bhai, look at Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. There is one saying which is a famous saying of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, that my eyes are closed for Allah Hazrat. And why is this? Because they knew and they have gotten the faizan of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And they follow Allah Hazrat step by step in guidance and everything else.
Definitely, at the end of the day, Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala is the spiritual grandfather of Amir al-Sunnah Barakatum Al Aliyah. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and Khalifa Qutb Madina Mullah Ziauddin Madani radiallahu ta'ala and then Amir al-Sunnah is murid of them. So definitely Amir al-Sunnah Barakatum Al Aliyah, he looks up greatly towards his great spiritual grandfather Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has given us the mindset as well that we are to follow Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. And many aspects can be mentioned like we've already talked about, but talking about spirituality of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, we have to mention the waqia during the second Hajj of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an beheld the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Probably one of the greatest aspects of the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, physically in the wakeful state, beholding the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being blessed with the ziyara of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's a great spiritual uplifting event itself as well, and it shows us the spiritual status of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. If you can just briefly explain this to the viewers of Madini channel as well, inshallah. I believe many of them may have heard it previously as well, but inshallah ta'ala, if we listen to it again, it will be a great spiritually uplifting event for us as well, inshallah. Azza wa jal.
When Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi went to perform Hajj for the second time, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, one habit of theirs was to continue reciting Salat and Salam upon the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they were reciting Salat and Salam in front of the tomb till late night. And they had a wish to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But the first night, he was not predestined to be blessed with the vision of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And on this occasion, the spirituality of Allah was rahmatullahi ta'ala was such that, you know, the wish is a wish, isn't it? When we wish something, we want it to come true. So on this occasion, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote a famous poem, a famous na'atiya kalam, whose opening couplet, he expressed the hope and attachment to the merciful Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, which goes as that, وَسُوَ لَا لَزَارْ پِرْتَي هَنْ تَيْرَي دِنْ اَي بَحَارْ پِرْتَي هَنْ, to which the explanation is that, O spring, get delighted. Look, the sovereign of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam is coming towards the flower bed. In the closing couplet, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he expresses humility and humbleness in these words, that koi kyun puche teri baat raza tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain. In reality, Allah wrote the word kutte hazar phirte hain, i.e. the word dog. But however, the word shayda means admirer. He has written there, and we have changed to shayda out of respect. And when they recited these couplets, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they sat there waiting to behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. And at last, subhanallah, his fortune smiled upon him, and he was blessed with the vision and beholding of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, not in his dream, in such a state that his physical eyes were open. He was awake and he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam in wakefulness. So only we can do dua that may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake.
Ameen, ameen. My dear brothers, definitely this is a great spiritual uplifting event from the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an. We inshaAllah ta'ala also need to understand this as well and gain blessings from this as well inshaAllah azza wa jal. And my dear sisters, brothers, one thing from this as well that we learn is the humility, the humbleness in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the reason why these veils were lifted. And this is another aspect of the spirituality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. He was an extremely humble individual. And he had extreme humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then when he showed this extreme humbleness, this extreme humility, the veils were lifted. And in the wakeful state, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was blessed with beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a wakeful state. We make dua that at the time of our death as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to behold the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jalameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah ta'ala, to bring our program to an end today, we will come back talking about that beautiful kalam, our segment of Kalam-e Raza inshaAllah ta'ala, where we will be discussing the kalam Subha Taiba Meh Huwi Batta Hai Bara Nurka. InshaAllah ta'ala, we will come to this segment, Kalam-e Raza. The next couplet of this beautiful kalam that we will go over is such a beautiful couplet. And inshaAllah ta'ala, when we understand this, and it's not too difficult, but inshaAllah we have a brief explanation on this as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Understand it, then reading it, listening to it, it has its own beauty attached to it as well. Me gada tu badasha, barde piyala nuraka, noor din duna tera de dal sadaka nuraka. How beautifully Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala is saying that we are just merely slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the king, he is the badshah. And we are here in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with a little bowl. And we just wish that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he fills that bowl with his blessed nur and with his blessed distribution that he has been distributing towards the entire universe. And we are able to take that into our lifetime as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Me gada tu badasha, barde piyala nurka, noor din duna tera de dal sadaka nuraka.
Main gada tu badsha bar de piyala noor ka, noor din duna tera de dal sadaka noor ka.
MashaAllah, very beautiful couplet. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Another beautiful couplet. Jo gada dekho liye jata hai tora noor ka, Noor ki sarkar hai, kya isme tora noor ka? Another beautiful aspect of how we mentioned previously in this segment, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he takes the same word and he uses it in different meanings. One, the word tora, this is as a bag full as well. It's used in the meaning of a bag full and it's used in the meaning of less as well. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala says that jo gada dekho liye jata hai tora noor ka, that whichever individual that you see coming into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will find him taking away bagfuls and bagfuls. Noor ki sarkar hai, kya isme tora noor ka? This is the blessed personality who has been blessed with a lot. Do you see that there is a less in quantity with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam? No. And when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam would give and he would distribute, he does not distribute in less quantity. He gives bags and bags of full. Jo gada dekho liye jata hai tora noor ka, noor ki sarkar hai, kya isme tora noor ka?
Jo gada dekho liye jata hai tora noor ka, noor ki sarkar hai, kya isme tora noor ka?
Today we discussed in our program about the love with the Sadat-e-Kiram, the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very famous verse from this kalam is also, Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai ayn noor tera sab garana noor ka. How beautifully Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala shows his Love is expression of devotion even towards the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha nurak hai. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from your blessed offspring, every single child is illuminous. Every single child is beautiful and illuminating. Tu hai aine nur tera sab gharana nur ka. You are the essence of light, the essence of nur. And your entire family, your entire generation, it is extremely enlightening and illuminous. How beautifully Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he expresses his love and devotion to the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Teri nasle paak mein. And very beautifully we got an individual from the nasl of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reciting this as well, inshaAllah.
Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka ka. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka.
The next verse is a verse in the praise of the third Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an. We know that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, he is that individual that was blessed with the nikah of two daughters of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, one after another. And one of the titles given to him is Dhun Nurain, the possessor of two lights. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he takes this event of being blessed with two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the title of Dhun Nurain. And he says, Noor ki sarkar se paya doshala noor ka, ho mubarak tumko Dhun Nurain jora noor ka.
Noor ki sarkar se paya doshala noor ka ka. Noor ki sarkar se paya doshala noor ka. Ho mubarak tum ko Dhun Nurain jora noor ka.
My dear Islam Brothers, like we mentioned, many verses of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat refer to the glorious Quran as well. In the glorious Quran, there are haruf muqatta'at. Those ayahs of the Quran, which it is mentioned that we do not really know the meaning of them. But the ulama, they have mentioned a few meanings that they could be. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he gives us an example of one of these meanings that the haruf muqatta'at can be as well. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, Kaf gesu, ha dahan, ya abru anke ayn saad. Kaf gesu, meaning the blessed Zulfa Mubarak, the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Ha dahan, ha meaning the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Ya abru, ya referring to the blessed eyebrows of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Anke ayn saad, the blessed eyes, the ayn and the saad. Kaf ha ya ayn saad unka hai chehra noor ka. This haruf muqattaat, kaf ha ya ayn saad, this is referring to the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Kaf ga tu ha dhan ya abru aankh ayn saad. Kaf ha ya ayn saad unka hai chehra noor ka.
And finally, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, in the final verse I write in this kalam, and we talked about spirituality in this particular program of ours, the spirituality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Again, this is referring to the connection of the Khandan of Mahrara Sharif that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala has Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri Miya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the love and the devotion that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala has towards them. Raza, ye Ahmad Nuri ka faiz noor hai, ho gayi meri ghazal barkar qaseeda noor ka.
Raza, ye Ahmad Nuri ka faiz noor hai. Raza, ye Ahmad Nuri ka faiz noor hai, ho gayi meri غزل پڑھ کر قصیدہ نور کا.
Dear Sahib Brothers, very beautifully today we've discussed the spiritual aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and how he was such a spiritual individual and how we can take that into our life as well. And we've gone over a very beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Subha taiba mein hui batta hai bara nauruka. We also touched upon the aspect and the event of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and beholding the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many aspects can still be talked upon, but time of our program has come to an end. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he allows us to benefit from the spirituality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and for the sake of the pure soul of Ala Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also purifies our souls as well. And for the sake of the connection of Ala Hazrat with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we also are blessed with this pure connection as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida.